And welcome back to today's Topical Currents Thursday edition. It's Bonnie Berman. Joseph Cooper's still away, but he should be back very soon. And joining us now is chef, author, and syndicated columnist Linda Gassenheimer. It's our restaurant roundabout, where you call in with your favorite restaurant. We'll get the lowdown on the scene in South Florida. Our number, 1-800-743-9576. 1-800-743-9576. Or you can email us at radio@WLRN.org or tweet us at Topical Currents. Good afternoon, Linda.
Hello, Bonnie. Great to be here. Yeah. I was always popular program. Want to know what's going on with all this? There's so many openings and this closing. And of course, we have to have the gossip. That's important,
of
too.
Of course.
Well, here to help us with all the news from the South Florida restaurant scene is Jen Koretnik. She's the restaurant critic for Miami Magazine. Welcome, Jen.
Hi, Linda. How are you?
Great to have you with us.
Thank you, as always. Always a pleasure.
And
oh, my God, I sound... Who do I sound like?
You've been with Fred Tasker
too long.
Yes.
Okay.
I haven't been drinking wine, though. I'm okay.
Well, I should hope not. you're calling from school today, right?
I am. So
yes.
No wine for me, but
all
maybe
right.
Later.
Okay. And Matt Meltzer is joining us. He's the Miami editor for Thrillist. And he's going to cover Broward County for us. Welcome, Matt Meltzer.
Thank you, Linda. It's great to be here.
Good to have you here.
Absolutely.
And, of course, as Bonnie mentioned, we'd love to hear from you, our listeners. Do you have any tips for the restaurant treasure, maybe that's near you, a mom-and-pop place with good food, or maybe you have guests visiting and you want to know some restaurant suggestions? Give us a call. As Bonnie gave out the number, here it is again, 800-743-WLRN, 800-743-9576.
Email radio@WLRN or tweet us at Topical Currents.
And of course, our favorite wine columnist is with us. As always, Fred Tasker is joining us by Skype. You can read Fred Tasker's wine column. It's in today's Miami Herald. Fred, what are we drinking today?
Well, first, I want to say thanks to Jen. That's the sincerest form of flattery.
Oh, because I stole your line? I'm sorry, Fred.
I'm going to talk about, you talk about trends in restaurants, so I'll talk about trends in drinks.
Oh, excellent.
Sounds good. All right, let's go into some openings and some closings. Still a lot of openings, new restaurants. It's amazing. And then there's established ones with a new face. So in the Pinecrest area, if you are in that area, you've noticed that Dathan Mall has had a huge new addition. And in that new addition upstairs there on the second floor, they have five new restaurants. There's Earl's Kitchen and Bar. It's a watering hole for the 30 to 45-year-old crowd. They have a large indoor-outdoor seating area. Bobby Flay came down to open up Bobby Flay's Burger Palace. And there's a Baleen's, and there's an Aoki Teppanyaki, open Teppanyaki. And they have separate valet parking in that area. The Mandarin Oriental opened their newly renovated restaurant. It's absolutely gorgeous. It's called La Mar. It's by Gaston Acurio. Their chef there is Diego Oca. Authentic Peruvian cuisine. It's really very good. Mm-hmm. A little pricey, but very, very good. South Miami has a new vibrant scene. Rock Burger. Rock, B-R-G-R. How do you pronounce it? Do you know?
It's Rock Burger, yeah.
Rock Burger,
yeah.
But it's not a burger place.
I mean, it is. It's got other things, too, though.
I was amazed by the menu. It has a lot of other things.
Very expensive,
South Miami. And Barton G. has taken over the running of the Versace Mansion. He's reopened his restaurant there. He's calling it Il Soleil at the Villa at Barton G., 30-seat restaurant. And what surprised me is it's a gorgeous place, and the prices are not astronomical.
Mm.
They're not low, but they're not astronomical as they had been in the past. A little news here, Michelle Bernstein. She's going to be closing Mishi's Saturday, June 28th. This is the last day. They've been open 8 years, and they're going to totally renovate that restaurant with a new concept. And she says she's very happy to announce that her partner, Steve Perricone, is still going to be with her at this new concept. One more, the closing, If you've ever been at Nothing But the Best, it's a French bistro on Coral Way. They're going to close for the summer and reopen for Miami Spice. And that's only part of the story. So, Jen, what have you got to tell us?
Oh, Linda, you stole all my lines now.
Well, you stole Fred's, so...
Oh, I know. It's just a roundabout, isn't it?
Exactly.
Yeah, there's just a lot going on this time of year. And we have Cavalli, which, you know, every time I hear about Il Sole, I think Cavalli, because they're both very, very elaborately decorated and beautiful restaurants. So if you want, you know, high-fashion Italian food, you can go to either one of those. And when we speak about Cavalli, we are speaking about Roberto Cavalli, who is the fashion designer.
And that's so on Miami Beach.
That's on Miami Beach. Right. I took my kids there, and, of course, my daughter was looking out for any sort of fashion model or superstar, and I guess it is frequently celebrity-driven. So that's one of the places you can go if you want to spot somebody.
Okay.
I thought fashion models didn't eat food.
Well, they might have, you know, one strand of spaghetti just for appearance's sake.
Just to put on a little weight, yeah.
Well, you know, just because they resemble it. So,
okay, so do we have some?
But the portions are actually very small, so you can probably be a fashion model and eat there.
All right. So, or you could at least drink there. So, Jen,
well, sure.
What else have you got there?
The Forge, which you know has changed chefs. Dewey Lasasso, who is the chef there for the past few years, is now at AQ, which is at Aquilina. And that is a beautiful restaurant. And Dewey, of course, has always been one of my favorite chefs all the way back since he was at the Foundlings Club. You know, what was that, 2 decades ago already?
Yes.
Doing a fantastic job. So that's all the way up in Sunny Isles, if you want to go up in that direction. So not everything is on the beach anymore. You know, we're getting a lot of stuff downtown, a lot of stuff in the Brickell area, a lot of stuff in Midtown, and a lot of restaurants are opening up on the Upper East Side. We have Taperia Rocca, which is... Taperia Rocca.
A-P-E-R-I-A?
Yep. And it's the new tapas restaurant where from the Eating House people. We were there together, remember, Linda? House out in mm-hmm. Coral Gables. And they now have this little tapas place in the little restaurant next to the car wash. It used to be called Metro.
Okay.
And next to Karma Car Wash, which is great because, you know, you can have what is now a really excellent tapas meal while you get your car washed and waxed. It's like, you know, okay. 2-in-1.
All right. That's good to know. Thank you, Jen.
Always a pleasure.
I have a new one restaurant.
Go ahead.
Timo. You know Tim Andriola that owns Timo?
Sure.
So he opened up a new one. I think it's, if it isn't open, it's going to be in the next mm-hmm. week or so, called Basil Park. And it's right 2 doors down from it in the same group of shops. So it's in Sunny Isles, and it's all organic.
Oh, wow. I believe that is open already because I've been hearing good things about it.
They were testing it and everything. I was there, but I don't know if they officially opened or if they have. Then it's just been, or it may be in a week or so.
Okay.
It seems like Italian is going to be the trend for the summer. There's Lorenzo on the beach, also on South Beach, and they just got a new chef.
Got a new chef, and they just opened. I mean, how long is that chef there?
You know, I try not to dwell too deeply on these things, especially on South Beach. I can only hope that it's for the best. So we'll check it out and we'll let you know.
Well, that
whatever happened to French restaurants? You don't hear many anymore.
You know, I started to see a lot of French restaurants open, and now I'm starting to see them close. So I don't know if people are really frequenting them, because I think there's still that myth out there that French food is fattening or heavy, when it's really not.
No, it's really not.
And in fact, there's a restaurant on South Beach called Pied à Terre that has... very, very contemporary French cuisine and visiting chefs all year long, and they don't use any cream, any butter, anything really that you would consider fattening, and fare is very light. So that might be a great place for the bikini clad to check out.
All right, let's give out our phone number. It's 800-743-9576, 800-743-WLRN. If you'd like to join us, we'd love to hear your favorite local treasure. What are you... What do you go to and enjoy? Maybe a mom and pop place. Matt Meltzer, Broward County. What's going on there?
Well, everything's going on in Broward, Linda.
Oh, everything. Of course, we knew that.
Well, of course, yeah. The new thing I think everybody's really waiting on there is this place, Fork and Balls, which, you know, give it the name. It's Fort Lauderdale. It's the same guys who did Tarp and Bend and YOLO and S3 and a lot of those kind of.
Wait, sorry, Fork and Balls?
Fork and Balls, as okay. in the thing you eat with and.
Meatballs?
Yeah, let's say meatballs, sure. Yeah. Okay. It's Fork and Balls.
Just wanted to make sure. This is NPR, you know.
I know. No, it's by the restaurant group that have done a lot of these sort of eating, drinking, you know, dinner party sort of places like S3, like YOLO. Fork and Balls is their take on the New York, Brooklyn style meatball shop. They're going to have not only craft beer on tap, they're going to have wine on tap, which is something you really don't see a lot. And should go pretty well with the meatball, sort of the meatball theme they're going to have there.
And where is it in Fort Lauderdale?
It's right next to Rocco's Tacos on Las Olas.
On Las Olas.
Yeah, right there on Las Olas.
All right.
And that's going to be opening up mid-June.
Okay, great.
You want to talk about new sushi? There's a spot called Sakuro that's out on Lauderdale Beach. Sakuro with a silent T at the beginning. We'll throw that in there if you're writing it down.
T-S?
Yeah, T-S. T-S-U-K-U-R-O. They have a really kind of inventive sushi there, and the spot is a very sort of aesthetically interesting spot to look at night. It's all lit up in purples and oranges and greens, and you go in and they have a very kind of inventive sushi menu there. They had an oxtail sushi roll, and then probably one of the more confusing items, I think, for a Jewish person, they have pork shoulder on a challah roll. Which
all right.
I'm not really sure about the motivation of that, but you know, we'll just go with it. Of course, if you're
it's not confusing, it's confusion.
It is. Confusion cuisine. I like that. You know, I'm gonna steal that. I'm gonna use that. And I'm not gonna credit
you. She steals everything anyway.
Yeah, exactly. I think that's the theme of the show today is theft. And you know, that's fine.
We all steal. Best writers steal.
Genius steals. Beauty and the Feast, another spot on Lauderdale Beach. That's up in the Atlantic Hotel. It's going to remind you a little bit of Swine Southern if you go in there. The decor is very, very similar, right down to the fact that they also tore down an old barn and used it to line the walls. The most notable thing about this place is they have something called a feast platter that you can order. And if you have enough people, they'll actually bring a whole pig to your table with a knife in its neck and carve it up for you.
Wow. Yeah,
so I wouldn't go watch Charlotte's Web or Babe or anything before you go there.
Something for the vegetarians out there.
Oh,
the vegans geez. Will love it.
Vegans be all about this place. Yeah,
well,
there's
Linda,
nothing
you're
like...
going to get some letters now.
Yeah. I'll send them to you, Jen.
Oh, thanks. I'd love to answer them.
Another place that you're hearing great things about is Hot and Soul. It's sort of the quintessential tucked away little spot in a strip mall up on about 30th and Federal, north of downtown Fort Lauderdale a little bit. It's kind of international and soul food. A lot of stuff like goat. You'll see they have an oxtail dish, an oxtail gnocchi, duck and andouille sausage gumbo, and everybody is raving about this place. It's a little 20-some-odd seat spot in a strip mall, so it might be tough to just roll up and go there because if the secret's out, and especially now we're talking about it on the radio, it's definitely going to be out, but that's definitely one you want to take a look at. Moving past that, we got Hardy Park Bistro.
Hardy Park,
like okay. The Hardy Boys and then Park. Which is a guy named Philip Darman is the chef owner there. He's an Australian guy. He was a yacht chef for a very long time, and he's brought this sort of small, it's about a 40-ish seat restaurant, and he's making really interesting foodie-type stuff there. The menu changes all the time, so I can't really tell you, hey, here's what's good, here's what's bad, because what I had when I went there, it won't be there when you get there. It's a grilled octopus. That's the only thing that's on the menu consistently. So he's constantly changing it, constantly coming up with things. Great date
And where
spot.
Was it? Where was that one?
It's downtown. It's on Southwest 7th Street, downtown Lauderdale.
Okay, downtown Lauderdale. Okay.
And he's doing some real interesting stuff there. A real good date spot, I think, because it's small. The food is really interesting. It's really good, and it's not blown up like, they don't have PR. They don't have a name. It's the kind of place you kind of have to know about to go, so you look interesting if you know about it.
That's important. Okay.
Hey, you always want to look interesting.
Always want to impress.
Always.
You don't want to be going to Olive Garden. No offense to Olive Garden, but... Anyway.
Okay. We'll come back to you in a few minutes, but we need to take a break here. I'm Linda Gassenheimer. We're talking about the South Florida restaurant scene with Jen Koretnik, Matt Meltzer, and you, our listeners. We have a few calls here. We will get to you very soon, so please hang on there, and we'll take a short break, and we'll be back with more. And we're back. I'm Linda Gassenheimer. It's our Restaurant Roundabout program. We've been talking about South Florida restaurants, giving us the latest news. Jen Koretnik, she's the restaurant critic for Miami Magazine. And Matt Meltz is joining us. He's the Miami editor for Thrillist, and he's been covering Fort Lauderdale for us.
Linda, before you go on to callers, I have a restaurant tip. Actually, it's a note on a new form of social media etiquette that's coming in for diners and fine restaurants.
Okay.
Next week, we're going to Faschino, which is a trendy Italian restaurant in Montclair, New Jersey. And I Googled the menu just to see what they had, and I saw this request at the bottom. And I'm quoting, please note that Chef Ryan would like you to refrain from cell phone use unless you're Instagramming or Facebooking his delicious cuisine. And in that case, please use hashtag sexy things on a plate. So that's how that works these days.
All right.
That's very funny. You know, that's my hood. That's my old hood.
Oh, you'll have to go try it.
So you can go get sexy there. Okay.
And you know, you bring in your wine there. They don't generally have wine lists in New Jersey.
So I know, isn't that lovely? Bring in.
Yeah, isn't it's well, lovely? It's an advantage for those of us who really like our wine.
Yes, okay. It is.
Okay, well, we'd love to hear from you, our listeners. Give us a call, 800-743-WLRN, 800-743-9576, and let's go to George in Miami. George, thanks for holding on so long. You're on the air.
Hi, you mentioned Brickell Avenue, and I'm a resident of Brickell, and Brickell is actually becoming quite a culinary hotspot. And one of the undiscovered gems that I recently came across is the restaurant on the floor of the Troy Resort, which is 15.
I would say, George, I'm sorry, but you seem to be cutting out quite a bit. So you're talking about a restaurant on the 8th floor, did you say?
No, on 15th floor.
15th floor.
And what we can't really hear you, but just tell us the name and we'll talk about it.
15th and Vine.
15th and Vine?
Yes. Okay.
That's what I heard, too. I don't know. The only restaurant I know on the 15th floor is Edge Steakhouse, or that might be not what he's talking about.
No, 15th and Vine is it's a new spot that's opened up in Brickell.
He's actually talking about the rest. Okay.
Yeah, no, I know. It's.
Are you talking about the 15th floor of something? Okay.
That may be that. Yeah, I haven't had a chance to go there yet, but I have heard good things, much like he said. What, George, if you're still there, what kind of food are they serving over there?
Assortment, small box.
Okay, I'm sorry, George. I'm sorry. It's such a bad connection. I think you mentioned earlier that they're serving tapas and that kind of thing there at the restaurant.
Yes.
Well, thank you for your call. Well, check it out. Thank you very much. And let's go to...
Yeah, that's the one in the Viceroy.
Okay.
The new restaurant in the Viceroy. So.
All right. So Marty in Hollywood. Hello, Marty. You're on the air. Hi, Marty. Marty in Hollywood, you're on the air.
Hi there.
Hi.
I'd like to talk about Il Posto Restaurant at 4525 Hollywood Boulevard. It opened the month of November of last year, and the food is authentic, northern, Italian. The staff is so attentive. Manuela, the chef S, if that's what you want to call her, is fantastic. The food, I've never had a bad meal there.
Okay. Well, that sounds great. Another thing to add to our Italian list.
Indeed.
Thank
Don't
you very
it.
Much. Thanks for your call. And talking
You're
about
welcome.
Italian, somebody else wrote in, emailed me, and they said Fratelli Milano in downtown Miami, twin brothers run it. And that's kind of a medium-priced restaurant, I think.
Yeah, people seem to really love that. It's always packed whenever I go by there.
Right. Well, that's always a good
sign. Speaking of twin brothers, you know, the twins that run Quattro on South Beach, they opened up on the Upper East Side also, Via Verde. And that happens to be very good and in medium price range, which I was really surprised about and happy about.
Right. Because I had somebody from Chicago come in and went out to dinner here, and they were saying they couldn't believe some of the prices here. They thought it was more than Chicago. That they felt this is a very expensive city. And people are asking for, you know, more medium-priced restaurants.
I agree. I think it's more than New York sometimes because, you know, there's not as much competition, it seems like, so people are just charging whatever they will. And, yeah, you can go out and spend $200, $300 on a couple of people. Kind of outrageous.
Really, it is. Let's go to Jonathan on Miami Beach.
What number is that?
Three. Jonathan, hi, you're on the air. And by the way, let me just give out the phone number for those of you who want to call in with your favorite finds. That's 800-743-9576. And we have email, don't we?
We do. We haven't had an email yet. radio@wlrn.org.
It's an easy way to get in.
Yes.
Okay, Jonathan, hi, Miami Beach.
Hey, how are you? Thank you for taking my call.
Great. What have you got?
I've got first two comments. One, I agree. Everything on the beach is very expensive and very hit or miss. And second, Fratelli Milano is an excellent restaurant. It started off with a little hole in the wall, and it's a really impressive success story to see what they've made that into. In terms of my recommendation, it's actually a very cheap place on the beach. It's called Wawa Taco. It's on Alton. It's just right off of Alton on Lincoln Road, just west of Alton, and it's a little taco restaurant that does eclectic kind of option. It's really excellent.
I'd just like to chime in on Huawei's. The thing I love about that place is it's a place where you it's really interesting. It's Todd Erickson's spot, the guy who's the chef at Haven, and he takes that same kind of culinary invention and puts it in tacos that are $3-4 a piece, and you can get two tacos and you're full. It's not a $4 taco where, and I'm a big guy, I weigh about 220. You know, if I don't get enough food in there, I feel like I got ripped off.
He is a big guy. You're quite tall.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But I can go there and spend $10 on lunch and I'm full, and it's delicious. It's not like Taco Bell or you know, some kind of fast food.
And he spells it because he has a Chihuahua dog.
Right.
So it's like it's Chihuahua in a sense, but it's Wawa.
Right. It's a very dog friendly. They have a whole rack of dog biscuits and all kinds of things there. They got bowls for your dog and water and all kinds of things. It's a great spot. It's a great recommendation.
Okay, well, thank you very much, Jonathan.
Thank you.
Great. So let's go to Gary in Boynton Beach. Hello, Gary. You're on the air.
Thank you. Good afternoon. Thank you for taking my call.
Yes, sure.
Not a recommendation, but seeking a recommendation. At the Montbriano's over the Hard Rock, where we have reservations tomorrow night, my concern is the food quality and the fact that they're charging $35 a bottle.
Corkage. Sorry?
$35 for what?
For what?
For bottle.
For corkage.
Oh.
For corkage. And
that's a little steep.
And what was your
other? That's a lot.
Yeah, go ahead, Jen.
I wouldn't want to pay that. $35 for corkage is not as high as I've heard. I mean, I've been to Azul where they wanted to charge $50 for corkage. But, yeah, that's high. I don't know that I would want to still visit there with my own bottle of wine. You know, if they have a very extensive list, maybe you could just choose one off the list.
Well, Danny DeVito's restaurant used to charge a corkage of $65, and the cheapest wine on the list was also $65.
Yeah,
but then he closed, so there you are.
Kind of a ripoff.
Yeah.
I will say about Moderano's, it's funny you mentioned that. I was actually speaking, and I will not say who it was, but someone within the Moderano's organization, Moderano, I think that's how it's pronounced, said that the one at Hard Rock isn't as good as the original. I mean, it's basically the same food, but it's just not – it's kind of like when you open that second spot, it just doesn't quite capture what the first one did. It's not a bad place, I'm sure, and quite honestly haven't eaten there, but that is just what I heard from within.
I think that happens a lot. Chefs spread themselves very thin. And they need to, and they can't handle it all. It's very hard to keep up with it. It takes an amazing chef to do that. But we're going to take a short break here. I'm Linda Gassenheimer. We're talking about South Florida restaurants with Jen Koretnik, Matt Meltzer, and you, our listeners. And we'll get back to our calls as soon as we come back from our break in just a minute. And we're back. I'm Linda Gassenheimer, and it's our Restaurant Roundabout program. We've been talking about the South Florida restaurant scene. Giving us the latest restaurant news is Jen Koretnik. She's the restaurant critic for Miami Magazine, and Matt Meltzer, he's the editor for Thrill List. And Bonnie, you wanted to ask him something.
Yes.
I do, Matt. What is Thrillist? I mean, I went on the website, but I had never heard of it. Is it just for men?
Oh, no. You know, it's a dirty little secret that I'm not going to give out on the radio, but I think about half of our readership is actually female. But the target audience is male. Okay. It is designed for things that males in the target demographic.
Excuse me. You know. I want to ask a question. Your dirty little secret that you're not giving it on radio just gave it out? I just want to know. I mean, is that the secret or what?
It's not breaking news to anybody.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Well, I saw lots of women in pictures.
Well,
with
yes.
The men.
It's what men want to see.
I guess.
So obviously. Yeah, it's.
But it's not PC.
It is,
you know,
and
it
it's
is?
Not. You know, I mean.
Well, no, I don't know.
It's not, we don't aim to offend anybody. We're not a shock value kind of thing. We aim to inform. We kind of want to tell guys, we're in 21 different cities. It's based out of New York, but we're in 21 cities. And we tell guys about the latest restaurants, bars, clubs, trends. And then we do occasional commentary like, you know, 29 things Miami people love or the 15.
Do you go after a certain demographic or all ages?
It's generally males between, you know, post-college, probably 23, 24, up into, you know, 40, 45,
okay.
You know, depending when.
Okay, well, let's get back to some restaurants. And I want to mention that Jan Norris is normally with us. She's from Palm Beach. But she couldn't be with us today, but she sent us some information, and she says the season is over in Palm Beach County, which means that now she and everyone else up there who live there can walk into a restaurant without having to fight for a reservation, which makes things a lot easier. Newcomers to Palm Beach, 2020 Grill. It was opened by a husband and wife team from Massachusetts. Now, that's a fine dining restaurant, she said, with American fusion foods. They call it modern food art. So that 2020 Grill. And coming this week, she said, The Cooper. It's in the old Water Bar location, PGA Commons on PGA Boulevard in Palm Beach Gardens. And again, from Massachusetts. It's called Max Restaurant Group, and it has no relation to South Florida's Dennis Max. So that's going to be opening up. She said the Cooper is going to be an American grill with craft beers and craft cocktails. Craft beers is really
taking off
here.
Yeah, it's a thing.
Okay. It has moderate prices.
But it's a thing.
We're doing a whole show on it next Thursday.
On craft beers.
In Florida.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay, and one more restaurant. She's talking about the Double Roads Tavern. It's opening soon. It's going to be in Jupiter. It promised to be another American grill, pub, craft beer location. There you go. It's in Jupiter Square Plaza. And to let you know, if you want some more information about what's going on, Jan Norris is the publisher of Jan Norris. That's Norris, and N-O-R-R-I-S, janorris.com. It's a website covering food and Florida. Great food resource. So,
okay, we have a bunch of emails too. So
okay,
whatever you want to go.
Let's go to Elizabeth. She's been holding on for quite a while. Elizabeth in Fort Lauderdale. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, how are you? Thank you for taking my call.
Great. What have you got for us?
I want to tell you a new restaurant that's going to be opening up. Christina Wands in Fort Lauderdale. Christina Wands Mandarin House.
Are you saying one or one?
Wan, W-A-N-S.
Oh, okay.
We'll be opening up a new restaurant right down the street, Asian Latin flair restaurant, casual dining called Fat Buddhist.
Okay. It's called
Fat Buddhist.
Fat Buddha.
Fat Buddha is the name of the restaurant?
Yes, the new restaurant.
Oh, I see, and Christina Wan's opening. We've got it. Okay, finally, I've got it. Thank you very much, Elizabeth.
Okay.
Thank you.
Christina Wan, I think, isn't that on Hollywood Boulevard? Downtown Hollywood.
We don't know.
That's the one.
I don't know. Okay, so that's another restaurant, Christina Wan or Fat Buddha.
Right.
Okay,
yeah.
Great.
two different restaurants.
Thank you. You had some email?
Yes. Jake in West Pembroke Pines says he found a small 12-theater restaurant. I don't know what that means. Mostly takeout and delivery, family-run, owned and operated by a young woman who makes the pizzas every day from open to close. It's a New York-style pizza place, and chicken wings are amazing. So what does that mean, though?
Does it have a name?
I guess not.
Okay.
New York's 12th.
Well, maybe he'll email us and
okay, Jake, if you want to, yeah.
Oh, and Christina Wands is on North Federal Highway.
Okay.
Okay.
So now we know. Christina Wands Mandarin House. I've been there. I think I've been to most Chinese restaurants in South Florida. I knew I'd been there.
And Juan recommends...
Well, you know me and Chinese food. I can't help it. I love it.
All right. Okay, Jen. We'll forgive you. Go ahead.
Juan recommends Touche on Club 11's rooftop in downtown Miami.
That is the best restaurant on the roof of a strip club you will ever go to.
Is that what it is?
It is on the roof of a strip club. It is phenomenal. It is a phenomenal restaurant. And
what do they serve?
It's a lot of...
Italian food and sushi.
Yeah, Italian-ish, kind of, I guess.
Where did you say it was again?
It's Carla Pellegrino's restaurant. She's one of those TV-friendly people. One of those chefs who's made for viewing on those shows. I can't remember which one she was. One of those best chef, top chef, kitchen chef. I don't know, one of the ones. But okay. she's well-known. And they opened with a big splashy party and all of that stuff, but it's supposed to be a spectacular view.
They're actually demolishing
it's
the building
across the street.
From down
below or up above the view?
It's
a little from column A, a little from column B, you know. Yeah. No, they're actually, it's rooftop. It's set up a little bit like Juvia is, and it's this rooftop. It's supposed to look out on downtown. They own the building across the street, and they're going to demolish it to improve the view. Not space. Space is going to stay, but it's the building next to space. They're going to tear that down, so the view from the restaurant is going to be amazing probably
by next
season.
And where is it again?
Downtown on 11th Street.
11th Street, downtown 11th Street.
Right across from space. Because I know you're at space.
And Touche is the name of it? Touche.
Okay. Okay. Very good. Let's go to line one there. John in Miami, thank you for holding on. You're on the air.
Yeah, hey. Thanks for taking my call. I've got two restaurants that I'd like to suggest to you guys. It's one's a Chinese restaurant, and one is, maybe you've heard of it already, it's called Sina Bistro.
Sina Bistro?
Yeah, it's in Dolphin Mall. They play First Run movies there, and the food is incredible. They have chicken and waffle. If you haven't tried that and you're itching to eat it, you know, I definitely recommend going to Sina Bistro for that one. And their tuna tacos and their sliders are amazing.
You know, that's interesting because I've seen that on the menu and so many, the waffles with chicken is on so many menus. I just thought that's an interesting combination. But go ahead, you had another restaurant.
Potato chips.
It was the first time I tried it and it was mind-blowing. I thought it was an incredible combination.
Okay, you had another restaurant you had?
Yes, I heard you guys talking about Chinese food. There's another location in Miami that has the best fried I've had in all of Miami. And for me, it's called Jardines. The Confucius.
Jardines the Confucius?
Confucius.
It's with a J. It's the garden, Confucian Gardens in the translation.
Okay.
It's on the corner of 107th and Fountain Blue Boulevard.
All right. Sounds
Miami.
Very good. Well, thank you for the call.
I work in the industry. I work for a food sanitation company, and I go into all these kitchens, and I just recommend it because not only are the food good, the kitchens are really clean on these locations.
Well, that's good to know. A major, major recommendation.
Yes. Yeah. That's important. I go to a lot of Chinese restaurants, and I really recommend this one.
All right. Thank you so much.
I would imagine that he does not recommend Mai Kai.
Here's a red veggie one.
Go ahead.
Veggie in French. This is from Jan or Jan. Eden in Eden. It's at Southwest 12th Avenue in Coral Way in the Miami Roads area. French vegetarian.
Oh, wow.
Tasty, that's fresh fruits and veggies and quiches, crepes, salads, and baguettes, as well as smoothies and fresh squeezed juices. Eden in Eden.
Eden in Eden. All right.
Southwest 12th Avenue in Coral Way.
Sounds good. Let's go. We have time for a couple of more. To Jose in North Miami. Bonnie,
which number
line
is
four.
That?
Hello, Jose. You're on the air.
Hello. Thank you for taking my call.
Great.
Just to suggest, there's a very diamond in the rough type of restaurant. It's on 27th and Biscayne. It's a Honduran restaurant. It's called La Palapa.
Okay, you're going to have to spell that for us. Go ahead.
P-A-L-A-P-A. Palapa.
Oh, P-A-L-A-P-A.
La Palapa.
La Palapa. Okay.
Okay.
All right, and it's a Honduran restaurant. The price range is very affordable, and the food is to die for. Very yummy.
All right, so Honduran food.
Honduran.
Yeah, what's the... Give us one dish from a Honduran restaurant.
All right. Like a very iconic meal is called baleada. And it's a tortilla with steak, with bean spread, but it's very tasty.
All right. Well, that sounds good. Thank you so much, Jose.
You're welcome.
Thanks for calling. Go ahead. Bonnie, did you
want to go? Okay, we have another. Oh, Dominic wants to know what you think about a burger and beer joint in Miami Beach, Brickell, mainly the Wagyu burgers. Are you familiar with that, any of you?
The Wagyu burger, are they talking about burger and beer, or beer and burger?
Yes,
beer and
I guess,
there used to
yes.
be beer and burger. I thought that location closed.
It was burger and beer joint. It's on. It's up in on Purdy, and then there's one in Brickell at Mary Brickell.
Okay.
I have not had the Wagyu burger there. To me, a burger, using that expensive of meat on a burger, you're already putting 17 other things on it that you don't need to use that expensive meat.
They're talking about Wagyu, which is also Kobe beef.
Right.
It's American Kobe beef, and so it is expensive. I mean, we've had Wagyu hot dogs.
Right.
Yeah. But it makes a softer burger for those who like, you know, to not challenge their jaws, I guess, as much.
Well, good. We wouldn't want to do that, Jen.
Yeah. It's like, you know, if you have some teeth problems, maybe. But it does, you know, it does make a softer burger, and some people just don't prefer it that way.
All right. Well, we need to go to another break here. I'm Linda Gassenheimer. We're talking about South Florida restaurants with Jen Koretnik, Matt Meltzer, and you, our listeners. We'll take a short break, and we'll be back with more. And we're back. I'm Linda Gassenheimer. It's our Restaurant Roundabout program. We've been talking about the South Florida restaurant scene, and giving us the latest news is Jen Koretnik. She's the restaurant critic for Miami Magazine, and Matt Meltzer. He's Miami editor for Thrillist, a men's and women's list.
It is a men's targeted website. There are women who read it because we don't discriminate, obviously.
I just wanted to make sure.
Yes, it is a men's lifestyle website.
You're trying so hard, Linda.
Sorry about that. But we'd love to hear from you, our listeners. 800-743-WLRN, 800-743-9576. And for those nights when you're not going out to dinner, it's dinner in minutes time. Here's an Asian, we've been talking about Asian restaurants, and here's an Asian-inspired sesame chicken with snow peas and rice. It's really simple and easy. Honey, ginger, and soy sauce give a sweet and savory flavor to the chicken, quick cooked, and then it has a coating of sesame seeds. Now, I use boneless, skinless chicken thighs because they have a lot more flavor, and you can find them already ready for you in the meat section of the market. And while these cook, you sauté them for a few minutes, I mix together some honey and some ginger and some soy sauce. And just before the chicken is cooked, I put that sauce over the chicken so that the sweet won't burn, because if you have sugar or honey and something cooked too long, it might burn. Turn the chicken over in that sauce, remove the chicken, and sprinkle it with some sesame seeds. So simple. Snow peas and rice. Well, first I get some fresh snow peas and I microwave those. And then I use some microwaved brown rice. I mix the two together with olive oil and salt and pepper. Couldn't be easier. The complete list, recipe and a photo, it's at dinnerinminutes.com. And please follow me on Twitter. That's at L. Gassenheimer. And by the way, all of the restaurants that we've mentioned today are going to be listed on my blog at dinnerinminutes.com. Give me a little time to put it up today. It'll be up there. So if you missed any or want the addresses and phone numbers, it'll be there at dinnerinminutes.com. Fred Tasker, what are we drinking?
Well, drinks trends. That's what the topic is today. And one major one is ever more gimmicky cocktails. Pardon me, cocktails in Manhattan in trendy bars there. And soon in Miami as well, I'm sure. In Manhattan, the Empyrean Bar is pouring the H-O in Umo, which translates as made in smoke.
Wait, H-O in, okay, I got it.
H-E-C-H-O in H-U-M-O, made in smoke, for good reason. It has white rum, orange bitters, black walnut bitters, and Mexican Coca-Cola that has been smoked. And one thing I learned here is that Mexican Coca-Cola in many people's eyes is better than American Coca-Cola because they use cane sugar rather than high fructose corn syrup. Other people deny that.
Something else.
Yeah, something right. else I to become a snob about. Coca-Cola snob. And then at Alder Gastropub, they have the Red Zeppelin, which is made of American rye whiskey, a Japanese grapefruit called yuzu, the Italian herbal liqueur called Amaro, and smoked maple syrup. So I guess we're going to be smoking our drinks from now on. Another trend that's hot these days is counterfeiting wine. The most notorious case is Rudy, if I can pronounce this, Kerniawan, who worked in his kitchen to put inferior wine into bottles labeled as fancy French Bordeaux like Chateau Petrus. And he sold $20 million worth of fake wine to people like the conservative billionaire William Koch. It looks like it ought to be pronounced Koch, but he calls it Koch, I guess. And the wine world is aghast, and prosecutors are demanding a 14-year sentence, according to Bloomberg News. And that's obviously kind of stiff for a white-collar crime, but I think his real punishment as a wine connoisseur will be what he has to drink in prison. Now, I don't have firsthand knowledge of this, but I'm told that prisoners make an alcohol they call Pruno, P-R-U-N-O, from whatever ingredients they can get their hands on that have sugar, and so they'll ferment. And this includes breadcrumbs, apples, oranges, candy, ketchup, sugar, milk, fruit cocktail, and in one case, cake frosting. And what they do, they put it in a Ziploc bag, set it in a container of warm water, and let it ferment for a week or so. And depending on how much sugar you have in it, you might get an alcohol level of 2 to 14%. And then what container do they use to do this, you might ask. And all I can say is, don't ask.
Okay.
No fancy bottling there, huh?
No fancy bottlings at all.
All right. Smoky wine trends from Fred Tasker. Mm-hmm. Let's go back to our phones. Joanne in Boca Raton. Hello, Joanne. Thanks for waiting. You're on the air.
Hi. Thank you so much for taking my call. I'm just thrilled over this restaurant that's been in Boca for a while. It's a very small lunch restaurant, and it's called the Tin Muffin.
The Tin Muffin. Okay.
Yes. And they have the freshest salads, the most delicious soups, and wonderful quiche. The desserts are wonderful, and especially their key lime pie.
And where was it again?
It's at 364 East Palmetto Park Road in Boca.
Okay.
They're open Monday through Saturday from around 11 to 3:30. The food is delicious. The owners, Phil and Brad, take very good care of their customers.
So it's for lunch?
It's for lunch.
Lunch place. Sounds great.
Delicious.
Thank you very much for calling.
Thank you so much for your show.
Thank you. Thank Go you. Ahead, Bonnie, you had somebody?
This is Michael recommending the Indus Indian and Herbal Cuisine in West Palm Beach. Great lunch buffet, very reasonable, very highly rated. INDUS Indian and Herbal Cuisine.
Okay, in West Palm Beach.
Yes.
All right. Now let's go to number line one. I'm not sure how to pronounce your name. Is it Wisely or Wisley?
Wisley, yes, that's Wisley. Correct.
Okay. You have a restaurant for us.
Yes, first of all, thank you for taking my call.
Uh-huh.
The restaurant I'd like to mention is Asian Fusion Cafe down in Palmetto Bay. I don't know if anyone's ever called about this restaurant, but everything is just great over there. The food is awesome. My favorite dish to get there is a Korean barbecue. But everything is cooked to order, fresh, and it's a lovely staff. I get hugs every time I go there. Very nice, cozy, clean place. I don't know if anyone's ever mentioned, but it's one of the best Asian food places I've ever had.
Okay, all right. Well, thank you very much for your call.
Yeah, you don't get right, fed, you get hugged.
Yeah.
It's like a bonus. It's a lanyap.
Okay. Bonnie, you have...
Yeah, maybe Jen knows this. Anish asking if you have any information on the new restaurant and culinary school in Wynwood, Shikani?
Oh, sure. Yeah, Michael Shikani. He's just opened. He was, delayed here and there, probably by permits, like most people are in Miami. And he's currently running his restaurant, but he says that he's also going to be doing cooking classes. And it's a very, very, very high-end restaurant. Not fussy. I would say artistic food, artistic cuisine. And some of the dishes are really fantastic.
And that's, so, where is that?
Shikani. It's in Wynwood.
Yeah.
Okay.
S-H-I-K-A-N-Y.
If people are interested in the raw food movement, Matthew Kenny is going to be opening a similar concept, a restaurant and cooking school there. Matthew Kenny is a well-known chef, he used to have about 12 restaurants in New York, and then he became a raw foodist. So then he started to, not nudist, but foodist. And
sorry, say that again, Jen. This is becoming an X-rated program.
You know, I couldn't help myself.
You said raw nudist?
He became a raw nudist because he didn't like getting burned by the oil. And yeah, now he's coming to Miami. So
he cooks without clothes on because he doesn't want to be burned? Well, he doesn't cook because it's raw.
He doesn't cook because it's raw.
He wears clothes. Just to clarify, he wears clothes.
I think, in the kitchen.
I've seen pictures.
And he's very well known in the raw food community now for his raw cuisine. And it is cuisine. It's not just, you know, slapping a tomato on a plate.
Okay.
It's very finely developed.
Okay, and Stanzioni 87 Authentic Neapolitan Pizza on Brickell, 87 Southwest 8th Street from Ezra.
Love that place.
You love it?
Love that place.
Stanzioni 87.
Stanzioni 87.
87 Southwest 8th Street.
Okay. We have a call here. Sid in Miami. Hi, Sid. You're on the air.
Hello?
Yeah, Sid, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes, hi. I've been a fan of your show and a fan for years. I want to thank you for it.
One of my favorite places,
I'm a food photographer, and I bring my clients, or I get takeout from them. It was called Clive's Cafe. It was in Wynwood, but now it moved to 5890 Northwest 2nd Avenue. And Miss Pearl, who's been cooking for me at that cafe for 20 years, makes the best and most authentic Jamaican jerk chicken that you'll ever taste in Miami. Her oxtail is better than my mom's was.
I hope your mom's not listening.
She's lifting from way above.
Oh, all right then. You said it was Clyde, C-L-Y-D-E?
C-L-I-D-E-S, Clyde's Cafe.
Clyde's Cafe. Okay. Well, thank you.
Stunning food.
Okay. Thank you very much. We're out of time. It always ends too soon for us with so many people wanting to. We're sorry we couldn't get to all of your calls, but email us and we'll try to get it up on the website. Jen Koretnik, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you, Linda.
Wonderful day. You have a big weekend coming up. I know family events, so good luck to you.
Thank you. Thank you. Very proud.
All
Can't
right.
wait.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Matt Meltzer, Miami editor for Thrillist. Thank you.
It was a pleasure. Thank you, guys.
Great advice. Great advice. And Fred Tasker, great advice as always.
Always a pleasure. Can I still say that?
You can still say it's still yours, Fred.
Thank you.
All the restaurants mentioned will be on my website on the blog dinnerandmints.com. Bonnie, great to be with you.
Thank you, Linda.
And next week I will be on vacation, but I will be coming back the week after with Zach the Baker. We're going to be talking about all the food that's going on in Wynwood.
Great.
I'm Linda Gassenheimer. Join me then.
And thank you for joining us today. Our producer is Richard Ives. Technical direction from online producer Paul Leary. Free audio archives and downloads at our website, WLRN.org. And more information, links, and photos at the Topical Currents Facebook page. That's facebook.com/topicalcurrents. Tomorrow at 1, it's Ed Bell and the South Florida Arts Beat. Join Ed for another live performance from the WLRN studios featuring the Afro-Cuban funk of Palo. We return on Monday with Topical Currents featuring an interview with literary contributor Ariel Gonzalez and Roxane Gay. Her debut novel is An Untamed State. Bonnie Berman wishing you a great Thursday, a great weekend. Thanks for being with us. Stay tuned for Here and Now, up next from NPR News.